With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Cayman sees its fourth homicide of the year after a man is shot to death in East End Thursday night. 911 confirmed the fatal shooting to Radio Cayman this morning, adding that the incident took place around 10 p.m. No other injuries were reported. Make sure to stay with Radio Cayman as we follow this developing story. The throne speech and budget address are taking place later this morning, with the governor and members of parliament kicking off proceedings around 10 a.m. You'll be able to listen live right here on Radio Cayman, so make sure to keep it locked. At Wednesday's National Conservation Council meeting, members got a brief on this year's Climate Change Committee working paper, which outlined local efforts to tackle the issue this year. Speaking on behalf of a committee member who's currently attending the COP28 event in the United Arab Emirates, the Department of Environment's Tim Austin told the board the revised draft climate change policy is back in the hands of cabinet after an extensive public consultation campaign. Other highlights, Cayman's recent hosting of this year's Spectrum Conference,
which was around shaping financial services. The National Trust were instrumental in introducing a short film called Save Our Wild Isles, Banking on a Wilder Tomorrow, to explore the relationship between financial and economic systems and biodiversity loss and what can be done to reduce the impact. So then sat on a panel and discussed a lot of the environmental, social and governance factors that might be of use in the financial sector and how they might relate to Cayman.
The paper also updated progress being made towards the UK's ratification of the Paris Agreement to the Cayman Islands. This is also in the hands of Cabinet now, awaiting a decision. And the Scholarship Secretariat wraps up a successful visit to the BRAC. Secretariat Manager Dr. Sherry Smith tells Radio Cayman the presentation at Cayman BRAC Lehman E. Scott High School provided an opportunity to share details about opportunities for funding further education.
The purpose of the presentation was to give persons who are interested in overseas scholarships details on the current online application process, to provide information on areas that potential candidates would need to take into consideration.
Along with highlighting specifics, such as the types of documents needed, deadlines, and processes, Dr. Smith says there was also a focus on some of the bigger picture aspects, such as researching universities and degree programs, as well as costs, budgets, and long-term goals and objectives of the students.
It's really a pleasure for us to be able to present to the BRAC community and to be able to share information and give them an opportunity to have that face-to-face interaction and be able to ask questions and see firsthand what the scholarship offerings are.
The overseas scholarship application process is open now until January 31st. For more information, head to moescholarships.gov.ky. And drivers should plan for potential delays this weekend as the National Roads Authority works on a section of Linford Pearson Highway between the Agnes Roundabout and the Bobby Thompson Roundabout. This will be closed to both eastbound and westbound traffic between 5 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Sunday. There will be diversions in place, and motorists are asked to try to avoid the area by using Crewe Road as an alternative. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. The Palestinian Health Ministry in the occupied West Bank says six Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces in an operation at the Al-Fara refugee camp north of Nablus. It's believed some of those killed were members of a militant group known as the Al-Fara Brigade. Hamas says an Israeli soldier who'd been held hostage in Gaza has been killed in a clash between its fighters and Israeli special forces who were conducting a rescue operation. The US Embassy in Baghdad has been attacked by more than a dozen rockets, though no injuries have been reported. It said a militia group aligned with Iran is believed to have been behind the incident. Vladimir Putin has announced that he will stand for re-election as Russian president when his term ends next year. The Kremlin's official spokesman said that an astonishing number of people wanted Mr. Putin to continue for what would be a fifth term in office. Around 250 South Sudanese soldiers have left the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. President Felix Tshisekedi complained the regional force was ineffective in combating the M23 rebel group. An Indian opposition MP has been kicked out of parliament after being accused of corruption. Mahua Moitra denies the charge of accepting bribes in exchange for asking questions about the Adani group.